وعن ابی ہریرہ قال قال رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ما من مولود الا یولد علی الفطرۃ فابواہ یحبدانہ او ینصرانہ او یمجسانہ. اس حدیث مبارکہ از ریلیٹڈ فرام حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. ہی سیز دیٹ ایوری چائلڈ از بورن آن دا نیچر آن دا فطرت دین ہز پیرنٹس میک ہم جیوز او کرسچینز او فائر ورشپرز. ان دس حدیث مبارکہ every child means every child of human being, because the discussion which is coming after kullu maulud indicates that we are talking about the child of humans, not the child of any other creations, because humans are the one who become Jews or Christians or fire worshippers, not animals. The literal meaning of word fitrat is to tear something apart, or to invent something, to manufacture something. And here the word fitrat is used in the meaning of asli, means original, or the condition of a person at the time of birth. So when a person is born, at the time of birth, he is a believer, he is Muslim, because person has made a commitment with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in Alami Arwah, in the world of souls. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala asked every soul, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your Lord? Qalu bala. They said, why not? Yes. O Allah, you are our Lord. So when person is born, when person comes into this world, he comes on that promise. So that is the religion of nature. That is the original and the natural condition of a person. Therefore, everyone who is born, is born as a Muslim, is born as a believer. Now the condition of parents is a mold for them. They are role models for them. Till the time they reach the age of understanding, they are believers. And when they start understanding, then the influence of parents and the influence of brothers and sisters and friends and the people around them change them. So therefore, it is necessary that we should find good and pious boys for our daughters, and we should find pious girls for our sons to marry. So when they are good, when they are pious, and their children will take them as their role models, their children will follow them, and you will have a progeny of good people, pious people, those who have taqwa and those who fear Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Because the parents can make them good and the parents can make them bad. This is what we learn from this hadith mubarakah. وَعَنْهُ قَالَ سُوِلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنْ ذَرَارِيَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قَالَ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا كَانُوا عَامِلِينَ. This hadith is reported from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about the children of mushrikeen, idol worshippers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Allahu a'lamu bima kanu amilin. Allah knows best what they were going to do, or what type of amal or action or deeds they were going to do in this world. The meaning of Hadith Mubarakah is that if they became adults, and after becoming adults, if they became infidels, then they would have been Jahannamis. And if they became believers or remained on the original condition, which is fitra, and then they would have been Jannati. Keep in mind that there are different opinions of ulama-i-kiram regarding the children of kuffar. The one opinion is that they are Jannatis, because they are on the fitrat, and fitrat is the religion of Islam and the true faith. And the second opinion is that they are Jahannamis, they follow their parents. And the third opinion is that they would stay in Iraf because their Iman and Kufr both are not proven according to the evidences of Sharia. Iraf is a place which is around Jannatul Firdaus, which is not in the Jannah. And the fourth opinion of ulama is that one should keep quiet about this issue because the dalail, the proofs are different. And the fifth opinion is that we should believe that whatever they would have become when, if they lived and they became adults, and if they became kafirs, they would have been Jahannamis, and if they became believers, they would have been Jannatis. However, after discussing all these opinions of scholars, Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullahi Ta'ala writes in Mirqat Sharif that the correct saying is that they are Jannatis. And this actually makes perfect sense, because a person who is born on fitra, a person who is born as a believer, when would you call him a non-believer? When would you declare him as a infidel or disbeliever? Is when he commits a kufr, when he does something which is contrary to the faith. And at the time when the child is small, he doesn't have the capability to commit kufr, when he doesn't have understanding, the law is not implemented upon him. Therefore, if he died at that age, when he has not reached the age of understanding — we're not talking about the age of puberty, we're talking here the age of understanding — so he would be regarded as Jannati. And Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ta'ala says, this is the correct opinion.